UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.
Friday edition of UJFM Drive. My name is Gwanda. I've got Ria Lebogangke taking me through news this afternoon. Cody, the UJ Sheriff on sports. We're coming to you live from the University of Johannesburg's School of Tourism and Hospitality. Now, take a listen to this, homies. South Africa continues to grapple with issues of teacher supply, equitable division, and the quality of learning outcomes. It's crucial for us to align the curriculum and strategic objectives for the ITE programs with the department's goals. Now, collaborative efforts can ensure that newly qualified teachers are equipped to meet the demands of a dynamic education landscape. Now, to chat to us more about this afternoon is Minister of Basic Education, Ms. Sivue. Thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Hello, UJ.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Now, Minister, let's chat a little bit more about this. What do you think can be done to ensure that teachers that are entering the workforce now, newly graduates, are equipped to handle big classrooms, number one, and an influx of learners who require the necessary education?
I think first it's very important to understand that the Department of Basic Education and Higher Education are an education system, and it's important to not look at these two separately. So the things that are needed in the classroom needs to be reflected in the things that are offered in institutions of higher learning. So we know that we require and desperately need teachers who are fay in teaching foundation phase. We haven't always been good at investing in foundation phase. We also need teachers who are going to be good at teaching maths and science, gateway subjects, to be able to equip our learners for the economy that we need. And so really this is about collaborating and saying, how do we create synergy between the two so that you are able, it's a conveyor belt, so to speak. You are producing learners who go to institutions of higher learning who can come back into the classroom as teachers who are able to groom leaders of the future.
Absolutely incredible stuff. I'm glad that you mentioned the collaboration between teachers and institutions of a higher education. Let's talk about the innovation that comes with that. How do we go about creating that synergy and energy between the two entities?
I think firstly, it's about breaking down the silos and breaking down the wall. I think, you know, because the two education departments were big, you know, there was the decision to separate the two.
But absolutely.
The unintended consequence of that, there has been a wall that has been built between the two. There shouldn't be that.
Absolutely. I mean,
in many countries, you know, the education system resides under one ministry. So I think the first thing is to break down the silos. And also, we also need to look at international best practice. Well, how are developing countries doing it? How are developing countries improving the quality of their education system? Because the one thing about South Africa, we've managed to achieve a lot in 30 years. We've managed to really roll out access to education by 98%. But the quality is where the next challenge lies. And we can only improve the quality of our education system when we've got quality teachers who are in the classroom doing what it is that we need to do.
Absolutely incredible stuff. Minister, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Thank you so much for making time for
us this
afternoon. And congratulations on the Matric 2024 results as well.
Thank you so much. And thank you, Hermes. Have you told Hermes?
Yes.
UJ. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Hermes.
Awesome. Thank you, Minister. Let's jump back into the music.
UJFM 95.4.
Dynamically shaping the future.